Saturday, December 11th, 2021. The workout of the day is one people love. It's entitled The Chief. And it's interval work because we have some built-in rest. But it's fun. People love it. The Chief is you're going to do basically a 3-minute AMRAP. In that 3-minute window, you're going to do 3 power cleans at 135 for men, 95 pounds for women, 6 push-ups, and 9 air squats. You're going to do that, 3 power cleans, 6 push-ups, and 9 air squats, as many times as you can in a 3-minute window. And then note how many times you get through that. Note your reps, note your score. You will then rest 1 minute. You're going to do that for a total of 5 cycles. So you'll do that 3-minute AMRAP, that 3-minute window, 5 times total, resting 1 minute between each time. And you post the rounds completed for the total of the 5 cycles. Now, there's some question as to, let's say a 3-minute window comes to a close and you're in the middle of your 6 push-ups. You did 3 power cleans, you get halfway through the 6 push-ups, time expires. You take your 1-minute rest. Now, when the next 3-minute cycle begins, do you start fresh again with the 3 power cleans, or do you pick up where you left off in the middle of push-ups? There's multiple ways to do it. I'm going to recommend that you start fresh every time. Every new 3-minute window starts with the 3 power cleans. We also have a 2-person team version of this. And the last time we did this was August 2nd, 2021. If you want to go back and check your score for that, and at the end of all of it, we'll see if you get same reps, less reps, more reps. We have a video showing the power clean, the push-up, and the air squat. For this workout, the numbers are relatively low, and while that power clean loading might be tough for people, I get that, 3 reps is a very reasonable rep range, and so it's intended that it's going to keep you moving the whole time. That ideally, even if you're doing it as 3 quick singles, they're 3 very quick singles, and you can blast through the 6 push-ups, and then you're doing the 9 air squats, and you just keep moving and moving and moving. And so that is the goal. So if any of those pieces of work are too much for you, they're going to slow you down and you're going to take big breaks, that's not what we're looking for, because that 3-minute window is going to go by quick. So we want to keep the athlete moving. Super Fitness Robot score for this would be 23 rounds or more. More likely would be 17 rounds or more. The wild card option, it's still exactly how the Chief is laid out for the prescribed workout of the day. The only difference is we're lowering the loading to 115-pound barbell for men and 75-pound barbell for women. And that might be just what some people need to keep them moving. There's also a 2-person team version. Scaled option. Same overall method that we're doing with the Chief. 3 max rounds in 3 minutes. 3 power cleans, dropping the loading down to 95 pounds for men, 65 for women. Then 6 push-ups, knee push-ups, or elevated push-ups, and 9 air squats. And again, there's a 2-person team version, and there's a video showing the knee push-ups there. Limited equipment option, precisely the same as a workout of the day, but instead of doing 3 barbell power cleans each round, they do 3 dumbbell power cleans, pair of 50s for men, pair of 35s for women. Everything else is the exact same for them. And there's, of course, a 2-person team version and a video showing the dumbbell power clean. And then for the limited equipment crew, Super Fitness Robot score, 23 rounds or more. More likely, 17 rounds or more. The no equipment workout, they have no barbell, no dumbbells. It's for 5 cycles, so very similar. AMRAP 3 minutes of 3 glute bridges, 6 push-ups, and 9 air squats. And I forgot to note, rest 1 minute between cycles. Just like the workout of the day. Accessory work, optional as always. We've got an either-or for the first one, and it assumes you didn't do the no equipment option because we have barbell glute bridges. You're doing glute bridges in the no equipment workout with no weight, but accessory work, optional. Barbell glute bridges, 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps with a video showing that. Or glute ham raise, 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps, also with a video. Glute ham raises are fantastic, but they require you to have a GHD. Not everybody does, so we give you the barbell glute bridge option. And then a part of the accessory work that is not quite as flashy as everything else, but please don't interpret that as it's not effective, because it is incredibly effective, and that's the SLIPS training. S-L-I-P-S, each letter stands for something. Scales, L-sit, inversion, planks, and stretching. There's videos of each one of those movements. There's a video entitled Warming Up with the SLIPS. It's an instructional video. Spend 15 to 20 minutes. You just divvy up among these movements. Some of these things, such as the front and back scales, I think will look easy, maybe even silly when you see them, and then you will try them and you will realize they are not silly and they are not easy and they are very beneficial. So check out that SLIPS training if you have not. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the straddle stretch and the pec stretch laying on your side. Just like that, we're about halfway through December. We closed out another week's training. Thanks to everybody for being on board with the private track. Don't forget, every Friday in the private track Facebook group, I post a video that talks about the upcoming week's workouts and how I intend on modulating the workouts, because you're not supposed to hit them 100% every day. That's not sustainable. So I tell you my plan, and then we share plans with other people, post their comments about how they're going to do it. There's a great exchange of knowledge, and that's what keeps us doing this stuff for years and years. So definitely check that out. Enjoy your weekend, everybody, and I'll see you back here on Monday.